Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Welcome to His Ability. This is Lynn Suzak with from Aulet Home Care Plus. And thanks for joining us again. We still have Donna Modronel with us. We've had so much to talk about that it's taken us, this is our fourth time having Donna on the program. And thanks for joining me again, Donna.
Thanks for having me.
We have so many things to talk about in regard to our disabilities. She has MS and I have a spinal cord injury, and we're both on our journeys for healing and things that God has shown us. And now today we're going to talk a little bit about differences in views on healing that we're going to have a little discussion about that, and we may not be in complete agreement, and
right.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Respectfully disagree, mm-hmm. as Bob would say.
Yeah.
Donna, we'll go ahead and tell me what you were saying about how God was showing you, you know, I mean, there's scriptures to support how where Jesus said, it wasn't because of this man's sin that he's
right.
in a weakened state.
Right.
And I 100% agree. That's one scripture. And that is an exception that, Jesus was pointing out, hey, it's not always that way. This is for God's glory.
Right.
Well, we can't box God in any way.
Mm-hmm.
That he's always proving us wrong. You can look at the animals that are created. There's always an animal out there that doesn't follow the mold of
right.
the rest of them. You know, they look weird.
They do their own thing.
The ostrich can't fly. It's got wings. You know, God's always, he's got such a sense of humor. Any rule that we want to hold him down to, he does. He's always fair and he's just, but he does step outside the box so that we can understand his true sovereignty and what
right.
he intends from the heart. You know, mm-hmm. it's not always cut and dry everything. So you were saying that God was kind of having a discussion. You were having a discussion
yes.
with God. Go ahead and tell me about that.
I was reading in scripture about the man who was born blind, and the Pharisees came and said, is it his parents' sin or is it his sin? And Jesus said, neither, it's no one's sin. And he said, it's for my glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was proving a point that he, through this healing, that he was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God. And so he just showed me that, you know, like I've had a lot of people say, you get people who think it's your sin and this is why you're in the condition you're in. And I believe that we do have to repent. You know, I believe that there are curses in families and we have to repent of that. But then I believe that life happens and things happen mm-hmm. and illness come. We live in a world that is full of sin. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. God's perfect plan was Adam and Eve in the garden, but the sin came in. And when that came in, illness came into life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, murder came, and, you know, all the sins, they came in, and they're a part of this world. But just like Jesus did, he overcame.
Mm-hmm.
He was our example to show that we can overcome things, and we look at that, and we can overcome, you know, like with us, our disabilities, mm-hmm. and we can still serve fully. But I do believe that sometimes life happens, you know, and not everything. I don't believe that my MS is from any sin in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know where my heart is with God. I know that I know that His mercy and His grace, and I know I don't even have full understanding of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that life happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know I was in a car accident, and that's where it activated. But I also can look back and see that I had signs of it already,
mm-hmm.
and the doctors kept checking, couldn't find.
All right.
So,
okay. Well, that is definitely. I'm sure there's, possibly 90% of people out there agreeing with
mm-hmm.
with that position. And I do agree that in many cases that it's not anything to do with sin, and I have no position on your particular situation. I have no clue where what happened. The reason that I pursue the possibility where, okay, the reason that Jesus had to say in this case it's not sin is because they were, the disciples were used to the idea that it was from sin, because that's the way it was. It's, you know, all through Deuteronomy, it does talk about sin causing curses. And the reason that interests me so much is because if I find out that I'm under a curse, or if there was any sin involved, or anyone else, you know, out there in our audience, that I like wanted to explore that, because that provides freedom for me. If that is the case, you know, it can be reversed. Jesus died on the cross for that curse, and whatever it costs, whatever, you know, if there is something deep in my heart that I wasn't aware of, well, there wasn't. I wasn't aware of it when it happened, but you know, I'm starting to add things up, you know, and of course, a lot of people take offense to my even considering that I could have been at fault. You know, I was a Christian. We were both trying to follow the Lord. We were getting married, and 3 days after my wedding, you know, I was I had this accident. And looking through the Bible and doing my studying from, you know, as humble a state as I could find, you know, like 20 years later, going, okay, Lord, is it really something that that you want to show me? Why did that happen so close to right after my wedding? What, it does seem to be that there's something wrong there. What, because at the time I was not interested in talking about, I mean, I felt that I was right on the money trying to follow God, but with the truth, I'm actually examining myself. There were signs that my husband and I weren't, you know, my fiance at that time and I were not getting along. There were problems that I pushed through, and I just wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so from my perspective, I'm the only one that can look at my heart and God show me that there may have been a connection between, you know, where was I in all that? God saying to me, did you even consider canceling that wedding? Did you consider me, how I felt, you know, whether, you know, this was exactly right? And I remember thinking, I mean, God brings to your mind, if you do have something and you examine yourself and you have something that needs to be repented of and you really want to know, he will bring it to your mind. Mm-hmm. God did bring to my mind that I was like, well, lots of people get married that aren't in God's will, you know, and I'll just fix it later, you know, if there is, you know. So God takes these things seriously. And I'm a child of God. I was a child of God at the time, and he disciplines those he loves. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, whether other people want to, we don't like to, you know, place guilt on people. And I'm not saying that other people, everybody that's in a disabled situation is there because it's their fault. I'm just looking at myself. And right. That's what our responsibility is, that each of us have our own journeys. And your situation, I have no idea whether, you know, whether there was any connection to anything. And God's, but we're working on it, right? We're asking God every day. I am asking God every day. And I have seen a lot of fruit. And I believe I'm blessed in the situation I'm in. And he is gently wiping away the bruises and the scars in my spirit. And as I look at myself in this, God actually gave me a vision once, and I wrote it down, and I have it ready to be published in a book of mine. And it's about examining yourself and looking through yourself as in a foggy mirror. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's how we start off with salvation. We come to this mirror. And we say, I need, oh my gosh, you know, look at how ugly, you know, I'm all bruised and cut. And that's how we come to him, because we need salvation. And he starts to wipe away the fog so we can see ourselves. And it's really not pretty. And then he starts to apply the medicine, and it stings. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going through this journey of self-examination and confession and repentance. And there's so many things that are being, you know, healed. I love the healing so much that I'm willing to keep asking, show me the next thing. And my whole, the point of the book that I'm writing right now that I'm excited about is about repentance, the truth of repentance, and how much we can really be blessed by that. Repentance brings healing and also blessings in our life, and that we can live our life through to full abundance. But there's so many people that have different views on it. I'm interested in any other things that you wanted to bring up about you know, the what you've gone through, and it's not necessarily you know, sin that causes your problem. So you had this conversation with God. You said, could you just heal me right now? And he spoke to you about this verse.
Right? Yeah, about the verse. And I'd like to comment. And I, you know, I told you before, I think you're in a great place, Lynn, because you're seeking God. Mm-hmm. And God desires us to come humble before him. And I like your illustration about the mirror. And I think we all need to come to him humbly and seek him out, but be willing to receive and look at ourselves through his eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, we can, you know, I guess I could look and say, okay, Lord, why did I get in this accident? And, you know, did the accident make me sick? You know, I mean, people would say, oh, well, it activated it. Yeah, but I've seen signs before. I'm not willing to give the enemy that kind of credit, because I believe that when I gave my heart to the Lord, it all went on the cross, mm-hmm. you know, and he cleansed me, and he, you know, and he's faithful to show me things that I need to repent of. Mm-hmm. He's faithful to show me those things. And I believe that the curses are not for me anymore, because they fall under the blood.
Well, everything that comes against me, I do rebuke. And I found that the enemy does attack with no right. He has mm-hmm. no right to attack. So we don't want to receive those curses, right. And that may be just what you're going through, and that you're learning to, you know, push it back, mm-hmm. rebuke it. I don't deserve this. I'm cleansed by the blood. And that's all the, there's so many avenues to healing, right. That, you know, I definitely agree that that's how I'm fighting colds and sickness and everything that should be coming upon me mm-hmm. because of my spinal cord injury that's not, is by saying, I don't receive that anymore.
Right.
It's covered by the blood. So I agree with you that, you know, that's going to probably, you know, bring you to healing
right.
as well.
And I think that's what God's doing with you. He's taking you and showing you spiritual warfare mm-hmm. that you never realized before.
Right.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
Where
there's so much more to learn.
We fight, like I said, we fight not against flesh and blood, but, you know, and then on the other hand, I trust him. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that the enemy can't do anything to me, because God covers me by his blood.
Right.
And things happen, you know, and I don't need the answer of why this happened to me, because I trust God. And that's the most important thing, I believe. We Amen. Trust him. We're not going to have the answers.
Amen. Well, we'll close with that, and thanks for joining me again.
Thank you for having me.
We'll ask you to join us next time on His Ability, and view our website at hisability.com and email us from there. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com, or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilite at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.